talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
And we're back. It's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk, Friday, August the 26th, 2022, 17 minutes past the hour, last Friday in the month of August. Scott Spears and Linda Sims here. And now this hour, it's quite possible we might be getting a call in to learn what Bungie is.
Yes.
And we all want to know. Inquiring minds really want to know what in the world is Bungie. Now, Abby, if you haven't been listening, Abby called in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. She was on her way to Bungie, and she said she would call back in and give us an update as to what Bungie was. But see, with her, as I was telling Linda in Linda's first hour here, the 11 o'clock hour, Abby a lot of time doesn't make any sense. So you have to weed through the convolutedness of what she's saying to get to the truth.
Right.
So we'll have to pick through that if she calls in. I don't know if she does.
I'm interested to know what that is.
Yeah, we want to know what Bungie is. Inquiring minds want to know. And she also went to the Garth Brooks concert down in Cincinnati back in May or whenever that was.
But that was nice.
Right, and she got drunk at a bar. Well, she said this, or she tried to use words earlier on. It was kind of funny because she said, "I went and pre-gamed." Now, have you ever heard anybody say that instead of get drunk?
Right, no.
That's what it's called now, Linda, pre-gaming.
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 Okay, all right.
So she went and pre-gamed, which AKA means get drunk.
Right.
And apparently she got so drunk she broke into a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, no.
At the a restaurant. Shameless.
Oh, no.
That fits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, Abby, why don't you sing us a tune here on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're singing in bars.
Right.
Why not for us?
That would be nice.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
She's just funny that way. I don't.
I've had a couple people come on and sing on my shows. You know, I have.
Yes, yes. Doesn't singing free the soul, really?
I think so.
I mean, I think that's really where
people
we should
like
be.
People like that. You know, it's a change of pace. Yeah.
Absolutely. And telephone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. If you're watching through the auspices of TuneIn, the TuneIn app, or your webpage, wwgh1071.com, or the Facebook Live, where all those places. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. So we'll find out what Bungie is, I hope. I think she said the class was 11:30 to 12 in Delaware, so she should be out of it now. But you know, after a workout like that, mm-hmm. she's probably hungry.
I'm sure.
She probably is. And she made a horrible mistake here because she went with somebody, her son's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that girlfriend is like 4 decades younger than she is. So, you know, that's going to cause problem when it comes to exercise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there are just things you do when you're, you know, 55 years of age that you can't do. You know, when you, it just, time goes on.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And your body goes on with that time.
Right. And sometimes you just can't bungee.
No, can't keep up.
No. And she didn't even know what bungee was, which I think was also a terrible mistake.
Oh, yeah. What? I couldn't imagine what it is.
No, you don't want to enroll in something you don't know what it is.
Nope, not really.
In any event, the phone lines are open. We'd like to talk about anything. We'll talk about anything. We have no fears on this station. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you're out there. However you're listening, via TuneIn, via the website. By the way, we'd like to know how you're listening. If you're out there, call in and just tell us how you're listening. Are you enjoying the programming this morning? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. You know, people are shy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I've always noticed when people are having a conversation, people are a little more timid to call in than maybe they normally would be.
I think so.
I think that's manners in a way, but that's okay.
Right.
Certainly the big stories this morning have been the Demetrius Ross story from Harding, in which he has told us as of Tuesday that he left the school for financial reasons, which was not exactly what he had said when he left the school 2 weeks prior. So there's that. And then we have the whole blow up in Bratwurstville over in Bucyrus, where the queen was ousted 2 weeks before her trial was up. And it's still going on in the newspapers today because the Bratwurst Festival came out and said this week that the reason she was let go was because she went to a party and we didn't authorize it. And then today, her lawyer fired back and said, listen, she didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Why do you... you know, so it's a mess. It's just a mess over there.
Wow. You know, I was thinking about Demetrius Ross. In a way, I guess he did talk about finances because he mentioned his wife, his children, and the travel up and down the highway. So maybe that was his way of talking about financial problems instead of just saying it was about the money.
But is it bad to say it's about the money?
No, he eventually did.
He did? That's what I say, is that a bad thing? I mean, if he had said to the newspaper, I'm leaving because financial promises were not kept. Now, would people have taken that badly?
Well, probably not as badly as they may be taking it now.
Right, because now, well, and I think, to be honest with you, what finally made him speak was he was getting such a nasty backlash. I think people were saying he was fired. People were saying that he left the kids high and dry. People were saying that he was not doing his job. You know, a lot of stuff came out of that.
Yeah, it did. And in a way, we all thought that he left the kids high and dry.
Well, and I think that was hurtful to him to see all those comments.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he eventually spoke out.
And that's a good thing, and I'm glad he did speak out.
But do you think in the end it will help him knowing that what he has said now is contradictory to what he originally said?
Was.
Right, so does that play into people's criticisms from the beginning?
Of course.
So what do you do?
Eventually it'll die down, like everything else.
Oh, you know, that's what I always say about, you know, whenever there's a bad newspaper article or something like that, I always say, well, just give it about 2 or 3 days. Something else will come up. And
right, right.
Nobody will care about what you were doing anyway.
A couple weeks, maybe a good month, you know, something else will have happened to take place of that, you know, shadow that.
Well, I mean, look at the Bratwurst thing. Who would have ever guessed that that would turn into 2 or 3 stories? And that's certainly not a positive story.
And it's not over because something's still got to develop from that, you know.
Both sides have lawyers.
Settlement or something.
Yeah, and it's going to get ugly. And I don't know in the end. I would wonder, because obviously she doesn't want to be queen anymore. So I wonder if she's angry that they've tarnished her name.
Of course. I would be. If I've done well, 11 months.
11 months.
You know, 2 weeks. 2 weeks left of my reign, and I get tarnished.
Why do that? You gotta wonder why the Bratwurst Festival board would make that particular decision
instead of trying to cover it up. Whatever it was.
Yeah, just say, listen. Who knows what parties the Bratwurst Queen goes to? I mean, is that something that's public knowledge?
Well, evidently someone blew the whistle on her. Someone had to tell.
Well, here's what I would say. The party, which apparently she went and acted wrong, we still don't know what she did, that never made the papers. But I'll tell you what's making the papers, the fact that you threw her out, and the fact that now you have to tell why you threw her out,
right.
And the fact now that she's got an attorney and she's calling you a liar,
right.
Well, that's all made the papers. Now, wouldn't it have just, now, which tarnishes the Bratwurst Festival worse?
All the people that have made this prejudgment, you know, of her and trying to tarnish her name. Because then people wonder, well, what? We had a caller in last week about that.
We did.
Maybe she was caught smoking marijuana. Did she? Was it?
I think somebody did say that. Yeah, that there might have been something like that involved.
Yeah, so that's tarnishing her name because people come up with their own notions and, well, maybe she did this and maybe she did that. Maybe she was out with a married man. Who knows what come up in your mind, you know, when you're speculating. So I just think that it's a sad misfortune.
It really is.
For the board and for her.
I just got word that bungee class has ended.
Okay.
So we might be hearing in about 3 minutes.
Okay, great.
Well, this is going to be just a tour de force here. But if anybody wants to comment on the Bratwurst Queen, that's an interesting story, and we would love to hear your opinions on that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you here at WGH Talk. You know, I think since we've went to this digital realm, we got the Demetrius Ross story. We now got the $5,000 reward for the Harding dog collar. I think more things are happening now than possibly happened heretofore.
Could be.
Positive.
Positive, yeah. Positive.
Well, you were telling me that you've been contacted by a lot of people now.
Yes, I have.
Since we've made this switch.
We've made the switch.
That want to come on the air.
Yeah, want to come on the air.
Because they know now that we are a nation station, mm-hmm. not just a local
right.
station. And I think that's the misconception that people had.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And I think now, of course, we're going to cater to Marion because that's where we're located. But we have a national reach now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who has a computer.
Right. Right, and you know, even though you're saying that when we open up, streaming live on the web, you know, people still not paying attention. I have people say, well, how do I get on there? Well,
yeah, that's right.
It's like you look up anything else on Google, you know. It's like, well, show me how to do that. And these people, they find anything they want. You know what I'm saying on Google. Even I do. I love Google, you know. Just type it in or
well,
whatever.
And I saw an article last week for the first time in the history of broadcast medium. It was, I think it was 12% of people are getting their media over the air. 34% are getting it through cable.
Mm-hmm.
And now over 35% are getting it through internet.
Oh, I believe it.
So why were we trying to be in the 12% instead of the 35%? I think we made a mistake somewhere along the line.
Could have.
And now we dropped the FCC, so we won't be getting any more, you know, little tenements from them, which were no good.
Statutes.
Yeah.
Commandments.
Every time we got one of their letters, wasn't that always fun?
Yeah, statutes and commandments. Do this, do that.
They were always silly, though. Stupid stuff that they would... I don't want to say that they were stupid, because they don't know the truth. But they would get these stupid complaints. I mean, really, somebody's got to be a little mental to make these complaints. And they have to investigate. That's their job.
Right.
But, Lord, have mercy. I mean, some people just aren't put together correctly.
True. That's so true.
And I feel bad for them. You know, people always say, are you angry? Well, no. I feel pity for people who that's their life. I mean, what a horrible life that must be.
True.
I mean, you must be pretty down on your luck.
Tearing down other people.
Yeah, that's your goal.
Yes.
And as if... did people really think we were going to go away?
I think they thought so.
Yeah, but when you have a successful business, 8.5 years, it's not like we were here for a hiccup.
That's true.
Why in the world would we go away? How many times have we been national news?
Oh.
You know, Ted Williams running for president.
Right.
Ted Williams running for governor. Mr. McFeely coming here.
Ted Williams, period.
Ted Williams, period. he's done so much for us.
Yes.
Bill Cosby interview.
Yes.
Phil Donahue interview. All national
endless,
news.
Endless. Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Now, why would we go away?
Right.
Made no sense.
No.
And I think the person who clearly thought that that was going to happen, now they're just writhing in more pain, and now they got nobody to write. Who are they going to write now? The internet? Because send a letter to the internet?
Right.
Oh, dear. What a sad thing. But that's why I say, I don't have any anger. I just pity that person.
Yeah. Get a life.
Yeah, there you go. Get a life.
Get a life.
But, you know, here we are, and hopefully very soon we're going to be hearing about Bungie. But I say you got to watch her when she calls in, because she's sometimes dishonest.
Okay.
Hey, but you'll have to watch me. I'll have to call her on it. You know, she's tan. And earlier on we were talking about the... Because I said, how are you tan in the month of February?
Right.
In Ohio? Well, she finally admitted. First, she tried to give me that, you know, everybody's got different skin pigment. And I said, now, wait a second. That's a load of beans, and we all know that's a load of beans. Because one day, she wore her hair in a ponytail?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the back of her neck. And I said, wait a second. The back of your neck is not the same color
mm-hmm.
as the rest of your body.
Right.
So clearly, there's been some kind of intervention
mm-hmm.
In your skin. And see, there's another case of honesty. Honesty. Oh, here, I think we're about to get it.
Okay.
Now, brace yourself, Linda. All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, you are a load of beans.
I didn't know you were listening.
I was listening. I was waiting. My phone has been... Our class was in Delaware, our Bungie class, and my phone was, like, not connecting to anything. I couldn't get any service. So I tried to wait. I think they have service now.
Well, I wanted to fill in Linda, who's now with us, on you, because, you know, I don't think you and Linda have ever met, even though I tried to invite you in today to be part of this noon show, and I had to fill her in on your behaviors, because I didn't want you to call in and her to be shocked by your misinformation.
I don't think it will take Miss Linda long to figure out what goes on here.
Well, okay, so you had Bungie class earlier on. Now, correct me if I'm wrong with any of this, but you signed up for a class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Are we good so far?
That's the truth.
Okay, you signed up for a class, and you had no idea what it was, except it was named Bungie.
Yeah, I mean, we had seen, like, videos or advertisements, so, like, we weren't completely blind going in, but we had never done it before at all, no.
Okay, so you signed up for this thing in a different city. You had to leave city lines, you had to leave county lines, because you didn't want any paperwork showing that you actually did this.
No, actually, they don't offer it in Marion, or we would have.
Well, maybe you could become a instructor now.
I don't know if I'm qualified for that quite yet.
Okay, so you went to Delaware. You have now partaken. Apparently, Bungie class doesn't last very long. How long did it last?
It's about a 30-minute class.
30-minute class, and you drove to. I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this. You took somebody along, your son's girlfriend, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Who?
Aaliyah.
Is she in the car with you?
Yes, she is.
Tell her hello.
Hello, Aaliyah.
What's she going to say hello?
Laughing right now, because she's listening. I have you on speaker. That's how I'm
on speaker.
You.
Well, say hello, Aaliyah, to the masses who are listening.
Hi.
Did you have fun at Bungie?
I did.
Oh, good. How does it feel to be at Bungie with an old lady?
You know, it was pretty humbling.
Okay. Well, she admits she was there with an old lady. So here's the thing. This young girl, who's obviously very polite. Can you tell she's polite, Linda?
Yes, very.
Very nice girl there, Aaliyah.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a great girl. And she took this woman, who's 4 decades older than her, down to a Bungie class. And from that, what happened? Tell us what Bungie is.
Okay, so you are, honestly, like, you wear a harness, right? Like, around your waist and around your legs, and you are bungee, like, they use a carabiner and attach your harness to a bungee that's attached to the ceiling. So there's, like, you can stand, obviously, like, you're on your 2 feet, but they use, like, your resistance, so you'll do, like, like a push-up, or like you run and do like a jump, and then resistance against it, you take steps back, and then you jump up again and do it. So it's a crazy workout, to be honest. It was fun, but it was a really, really good workout.
So that's bungee, huh?
It was a lot of fun. It was a good change of pace for things. We take another class. It's, you know, a lot of fun, but...
I always say it's not Friday till I strap on a harness.
Well, I mean, it was a good change. That's all I can say. Yeah.
You know,
I think we'll do it again.
You would go again?
I would, yes.
So what did you do? Now tell me specifically what you did. You strapped on the harness.
Yes.
And what did you do?
And then I played around a little bit, like, you know, had to do the fun stuff, just like let myself sit and like be weightless for a second. You kind of like swing in the air. And then we actually did the class. So that's what I'm telling you. So like you start out and we did different moves. They teach you different things. There's like a starfish where you walk up and then you jump and do like a, you know, throw your hands in the air, put your legs out. And then you do, like, one where you do a herky kick, so you step forward.
A herky kick? What's a herky kick?
Well, where one leg goes up. Maybe Miss Linda knows what we're talking about.
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I'm interested, though. You do this with, like, bungee cords, right?
Yes, exactly. So you're just kind of using your own resistance as, you know, the workout.
Well, what's a herky kick?
You step forward and then you jump. One leg goes straight and the other leg is bent behind you. Like,
well, why is that called a herky?
I don't know. I knew that from like cheerleading though, back in the day.
Okay, you were a cheerleader?
Yes, God, I think you've covered this before.
I don't think I have. What? No. What year was this? 1964 or something in there?
Right around then.
Yeah, maybe I'll look up the old yearbooks and see what was going on. Did you have winning teams?
Yes, we did. I really just did it for the competition part. I wasn't really there to, like, cheer for the sports. I mean, I did cheer for the sports, but I liked competing.
Did you use that rub-on tan back in those days?
Scott, my goodness. Like, I don't understand why you don't, like, I didn't even have a rub-on tan in February. This is the thing that I can't make you understand. And you're so... weirded out by my skin color.
Well, I am, because if Linda saw you, you're going to have to come in some Friday when Linda's here. Because if Linda saw you, she would know that clearly you do not live in Ohio because of the color of your skin. But you do live in Ohio.
Are you serious right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, we're on the air, man. I got stuff to do here.
I think you don't know how your words are coming out exactly.
Well, what did I say? Did I say something bad, Linda?
I don't think so. Not
no, no. Linda didn't hear anything bad here. What did I say?
I told you before. And my family is Cherokee Indian. My grandfather, like, we're on the Cherokee registry in North Carolina. So I'm not just like, you know, the palest person there is. Like you.
Yeah. She took a shot at me there, Linda. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
She took a shot. Now she'll say she didn't do that, but she did. Now.
I was just saying facts.
You better not. Let those Cherokees know that you were in a harness. They're not going to like that.
Get out of here.
Okay, so anyway, here's the... She has a skin pigment. You know what she looks like? Have you ever been to the grocery store, those paper bags that they give you?
Mm-hmm.
That's her skin color. So, is that normal?
Whoa. Paper bag skin color? Why am I calling in again?
Well, you enjoy this. It's banter, right? You're having a good time.
I don't know. All I'm hearing is your insults when I'm trying to...
No!
The bungee class that you asked for. And you can look me up. You can look at my pictures over time, like, on Facebook, because we all know you stalk me from time to time. It's always the same color. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. I'm pretty much
right.
Always the same color.
Right. And that makes no sense, because all the rest of us in Ohio, we have four seasons. And, like, I was more tan this summer than normally I am.
No,
because I was...
No, you're not. I would put money on the fact you're not any more tan right now than you are in December.
Now, see, Linda, she accuses me of being insulted. Now, that's a rude thing to say to somebody, isn't it?
Well, I can't really say. I just can't put it all on you, because people do get in the sun a little more than others. But you say you're part Cherokee?
So, I mean, yes, my grandfather sewed it more than what I do, but yes, it's in my family.
Okay. I'd have to see the paperwork on that. But in any event, here's what happened. Now, Abby, tell me if I'm lying.
Abby.
Yeah, she was walking down the hall one day, and I was behind her, because I don't know, she was in a hurry. Maybe she had to go to the restroom or something. Mm-hmm. And she was headed down the hallway. No, but so she had her hair up in a ponytail this particular day, okay. Which I don't know why. She was trying to be Gidget or something. And she had her hair up in a ponytail, and I could see her neck for the first time. And, and immediately I was struck because the fluorescent lights reflecting off her neck blinded me. Because it was white, and clearly it did not match the hue of the rest of her skin.
Okay. Well,
that's all, Abby. Yeah.
I mean, not everybody's neck sees the sun all the time. Like, that's the most random thing.
So the Cherokee part of you didn't make it to your neck bone.
Oh my goodness, you are certifiably crazy right now.
No, here's the important part. This is what we all want. So now we know what Bungie is. Not really. All we know is that you did a Hercules kick or something.
And it's with bungee cords.
Bungee cords.
Has resistance to it, yes.
Right. So did you do anything else besides the Herky kick?
No. It was just a kick. Just walking and jumping.
So you Herky kicked for 30 minutes. Hello? Are you there? I think her call dropped.
Could have.
Okay, call us back, Abby. We want to hear the rest of this story, right? Now, what do you make of her, Linda? Now you've gotten to hear her firsthand. What do you make of that?
Well, she's defending herself, of course.
But do you think I'm being rude to her in any way?
Oh, no. That's just your way.
That's just my way.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very, you know, when I like somebody, I talk to them like that.
Right.
Because that's a ingratiating personality.
Yeah.
You don't want to be bland
they
with somebody.
They call that, what, horsing around.
Horsing around. you know, you give somebody a shot
or
whatever.
Right. You like to see them get upset or whatever.
Yeah. You only treat the ones you care about with the way I talk to her, which is, you know, polite.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what happened? Did you get to the dead zone?
Yep, service, I guess.
Okay, but here's the important part. So you hurt your kick for 30 minutes, and did you do any of those push-ups?
Yes, we did push-ups and burpees and the kick.
Burpees?
Yeah, darkest.
What? What was it? You did what?
Push-ups and squats. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just okay. But isn't that easy to do if you got a bungee cord connected to your back?
No.
Probably not.
I would think a push-up, that'd make push-ups a lot easier if you could have a bungee cord connected to your back.
One would think, wouldn't they? But that's not exactly the case.
So you're going to go back and do this again?
Yeah, I think we would try it again, for sure.
So what other classes are you involved with now? You said you were involved in other classes.
We do, Aaliyah's more avid than I am. I just haven't had the time since Kaysen started football, but we do drumming, cardio drumming.
Cardio drumming.
Uh-huh. So you use, like, one of the big, like, exercise balls on a bucket, like a big bucket, and you set the ball on top of there, and you have drumsticks, and you do, like, all sorts of moves. It's crazy. It's fun. A good workout.
Does any of this sound like fun to you, Linda?
Sounds like it's, with the bungee resistance, I bet it's a little hard.
I think you might get a hernia.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll get used to it, though. I would. It would take me a minute.
Right. And she's middle-aged. You know, that's going to be trouble. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
I've thought about it.
Right. Now, here's the important part. What has gotten you into these exercise classes now? Is it because of fear of death?
I don't fear death, God. I fear not aging gracefully, so I would like to feel good as I get older. So if I can continue to work out, then maybe that'll help.
You were starting to feel rough?
Well, no, but I want to ward off feeling rough. I don't want to feel rough.
Yeah, but you know what they say, the people involved in athletics get the arthritis, and they get the concussions, and they get the pulled ligaments, and all that sort of stuff.
if I get a concussion from doing drumming, like, I'm in worse shape than what I need to be.
Yeah, but I've seen you walk. You could get a concussion from going down the hallway.
That's actually probably true.
So, in any event, we're going to tie a knot in this, because haven't you had a wonderful time in the last 2 days calling in here giving us updates?
I have. I'm so glad I've had the chance to do that, and maybe some Friday I will get to meet Miss Linda.
Well, I don't know why you're putting it off. I don't know what, because we know you're not that busy. I'm, you know, you're busy, but you're not that busy.
I have, like, 5 boys and 2 jobs. I'm a little bit busy.
Well, they go to school, don't they?
Well, they do now.
Right, and you're not doing one of the jobs right now, are you?
Not as actively, no. I mean, there's still things to do, but it's not as active.
And I've been around that, and we all know that you tried to pawn 90% of that off on me.
Oh, my goodness, it is getting deep.
Well, anyway, here's the thing. The Garth Brooks concert, because this was the important part. So you went to that thing, what'd you call it earlier on beforehand? What'd you do?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Pre-game. You pre-game.
Yes.
which means drunk.
No, we had drinks before the concert. If you're just gaming, I suppose you're doing it at the concert. I pre-game.
How many drinks did you have?
Lost count.
That's right. How many drinks do you remember is what we should ask.
It only takes me about 2 until I forget, so more than that.
So you were knocking them back. Yes. Okay, so...
Knocking them back.
In the middle of a restaurant...
What is happening?
She's knocking them back at a restaurant down in Cincinnati, getting ready to go over to the Garth Brooks concert. And you just... Your brain says, I'm going to burst into song at this restaurant, right?
Yes, well, if you see the picture in its context, I mean, my husband is probably not as outgoing as I am, so it was very easy to embarrass him by just, you know, singing to him, serenading him in the bar right there with a bunch of people around.
Oh, I didn't hear this part earlier. You sang to your husband.
That's the whole picture. If you see the picture that you were looking at, that's the whole story with the picture.
Well, how can I tell what's going... I mean, it's a still picture.
He's, like, holding his face like, oh my gosh, am I really with this girl right now? That's what he's doing.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that's what was going... So you sang... But you remember that part.
Well, I've got picture evidence, so that helps.
Who took the picture?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. Somebody was with us, but I don't know who.
Well, didn't you, get the picture from somebody?
Yeah, somebody sent it to me, but, I mean, there was, like, a group of us there, so I honestly don't know who took it.
Okay. In any event, my question is...
You don't have a question.
No, I do. I have a question. You sang in this bar drunk to your husband. We're not sure why. Why did you do that? That's a question.
Scott, it's just having fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Did you strap on a harness and a bungee cord while you were in there?
Not that kind of good time, but it's a good time.
Okay. So, you're having a good time singing and doing whatever you're doing, and why did you choose to sing this song?
It was on their, whatever they were playing. Like, they played, obviously, we were at a bar that was directly across the street from Bengals Stadium, so everyone that was in there was basically going to the Garth Brooks concert, so they were playing all the Garth music, and I suppose it just struck me at that point to... thing. I don't know. Like, if I was going through my head at that point, I would tell you.
Well, it's all very fascinating. So you sang. Do you remember singing the whole song?
Yeah, I did. There's several clips of my moves during that song on there.
Yeah. You said there was no audio evidence of this song.
There's no audio evidence. There's pictures, like, of several clips of me, like, at different stages of song.
Did your husband like the song?
He did, yeah. It's a good song.
I'm sure he did. And the fact that you sang to him. Was
correct.
That your first time?
Yes, of course. I mean, I was, yes. Okay. And I'm sure he was embarrassed a little bit. I know he was a little bit, but I think he likes that about me.
Oh, yeah.
He likes that you embarrass him.
He likes that I have that side of just, like, doing something like that.
Well, show us that side right here. It's Friday. Give us a little bit of the Garth Brooks song. Come on, you've been to Bungie, you're all harnessed up and ready to go. Let's hear a little bit of it.
No, I don't think so. Are you going to let me go then?
Wait, no, don't. You don't have a gun to your head. What is that?
Are we done talking about the pigment of my skin and my serenading song?
I don't think we're talking about the pigment of your skin, right? Boy, I think that hurt her, Linda. What do you think? Because she's bringing that up an awful lot.
Yeah,
it hurt me. It's just a strange conversation to have.
Okay. Well, yes, I want to hear a song. That's what we need. And don't give me, like, 4 words. We want to hear at least, like, 30 seconds or something. 45 seconds.
30 seconds is absolutely not.
Well, you did the whole song when you were drunk.
Okay, well, it's time for me to eat my lunch.
No, come on, give it to us before you part with. Come on. Give us, all morning, the audience is in anticipation. Linda wants to hear it. I'm going to give you an intro here, okay? You ready?
No, I'm not having an intro. Miss Linda, it's been nice to talk
to
you.
Hey, whoa. I'm going to give you an intro here, and then you just do it, okay?
Have fun. No.
Just give me a little bit. Give me 2 lines. Give me something, okay?
God, I have nothing to give you.
Here we go. Get ready. This is going to be big. Okay. Here we are, the singing debut of a Garth Brooks tune right here on WGH Talk on a Friday afternoon. Get away last Friday in the month of August by our dear friend Abby, who we thank so much for calling in
yes. After
Bungie class. Here it is, a song that she sang in a bar somewhere in Cincinnati, Ohio. The Garth Brooks hit, Shameless. Take it away.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think Shameless. Scott, that was a beautiful intro, though.
It was.
Well, it was, and I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. Let me gear up for that. Let me practice. My vocals aren't what they should be right now. I've got to eat lunch.
Can't you give us a line of something? Give us something.
I'm Shameless.
What'd you say?
That's the word. I'm Shameless.
Well, that's the name of the song, but you're not going to give us anything?
No. You have a good weekend. Miss Linda, you have a very nice weekend.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, you know, I'm on 8 to 10 tonight, so if you get drunk and want to call in and sing, feel free.
I have Friday night football tonight. Nice try.
Oh, you could call us. You call in the scores if you want.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
All right. Thanks, Abby.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you.
Well, there we go. Now, what do you make of that?
She's fun. She sounds like a fun person.
Well, she is. Yeah. I don't know.
She likes having fun, yeah.
She does. And but you can tell clearly that there's some honesty issues there, like with the skin tone thing, right?
I have to see her first. She's saying she inherited that color.
Doesn't that sound phony?
I don't know.
I mean, to me, it just sounds a little, you know, because, I mean, how do you get Cherokee skin everywhere but your neck?
Well, her hair could cover it up.
Right, but what...
I don't know.
I just think she's a little... And God love her for calling in and giving us that.
That was nice.
That was nice of her. But clearly, there's just an honesty issue. Now, why do you think she was so terrified to sing? Because she's clearly sang before.
Right. I guess it was a spur of the moment, and maybe she's a little embarrassed. I don't know.
If we had more time, we would have asked her about this whole Bratwurst Festival debacle.
Oh, yeah. It
would have been nice to know her opinion on that. Because, you know, clearly she goes out and parties. Now, I don't know if she's ever been the queen of anything.
Mm.
But,
what kind of limitations are on?
Yeah, what do you have to be?
Right.
What do you have to do? What are you allowed to do? What are you allowed not to do?
Right.
Because those are the things we really need to know.
Right. Don't know. We'll have to find out, though.
Well, that's what we will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just I feel bad for her because I don't know. It just, I, I wish she would have sang, because I think that would have been...
It would have been nice. We will be looking forward to you coming to sing.
Yes! Now, she better show up sometime, because I know she's not that busy. I mean, she's busy. She's got, you know, five boys and all that sort of thing. But, you know, if she can make time for bungee class...
She'll have to carve out 30 minutes
for the show. Come in and do a thing. Yeah. You might want to have her as a guest on your show one day.
That's true.
You know, she has a job and a life, and she might have something interesting to say.
Right. Be fun.
Yeah.
Be fun.
But it eventually will come to pass, and we'll hear from her.
Right.
At some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's the final synopsis here, Linda? When we look back on Demetrius Ross and we look back on the Bratwurst Festival Queen, is there anything we can learn from this?
This too shall pass.
Yeah, that's what I always say. This too shall pass. It eventually does.
And I wish Demetrius well, whatever he does from here on out, you know, but I'm just sorry that things happened the way they did and you had to, you know, leave the way that you left. I do.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
Right.
That it all broke down that way. And
even for the school system, I mean, I don't know what's going on over there. I'm kind of like you, Scott. What is going on over there?
There's a story to be told there, I think, in the end.
Yes.
I really think there's something under all that we're eventually going to find out one day that something was not as it were.
True.
And by the way, we still can take a phone call if you're out there. We still have 2.5 minutes left. If you want to come in on the whole conversation there with Abby or anything else, we want to hear you. Your voice is always welcome here on this station.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you on the air and talk about whatever you would like on this Getaway Friday, August the 26th. 2022, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. What a great Friday it's been.
Yes, it has been.
It's always fun, isn't it?
I think so.
I think sometimes when you get together and we don't necessarily have guests and we're just able to talk and shoot the breeze. And,
right.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on that really should be talked about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think we're going to hear more about these stories as time goes on.
I do, too.
I don't think we're at the end of the rope with Demetrius Ross or the Bratwurst Queen.
Too much unsettled.
Yeah, there's too much unsettled. And I think at some point we got to get all that settled. Or they've just got to come clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they do, we'll be fine.
Right.
If they don't, we're going to be trouble. There's going to be trouble. And I think they should know that there'll be trouble. I don't know. I wish there was a little more settled.
Or information.
Yeah, and this whole keeping information is not good.
Keeps us guessing.
Yeah, and it keeps people... And when you come up with guessing in your own mind, when you come up with your own answers, sometimes they're worse answers than what the problem actually is. So
I... Come up with their own conclusions.
Yeah, you don't want to leave people up to their own conclusions. That's nothing but trouble.
Boy.
Like, we had no idea what bungee was until a few minutes ago, and now we know it's completely different than what we would have ever dreamed it would be.
I don't know if I would want to try that or not. Because, you know, those bungee cords have a lot of resistance, and you're pulling against that, you know, with your own strength.
Well, and I'm still not sure why a push-up would be harder if you had a bungee cord strapped to you. I think it would be because you'd float off the ground a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you sure would.
So I think that'd be a positive, not a negative.
You just have to control it somehow, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Your movement.
Well, it has been a lot of fun, Linda
Sims
in here today. And, of course, I'll be on with Angie tonight from 8 to 10, so don't miss that for love nor money. And for all of us here at WWGH Talk, we hope you have a great day. Linda's on every Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're going to take it in six.
Indians.
4 to 6. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. It's going to, I mean, the president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field. And I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland. It's probably 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest coming off the lake. The lake would be... The Great Lake. Yeah, Lake Erie. It's, oh no, something happened. We're getting some feedback here. A play has been played. I had my back to it. What was that?
It was a double down the right field line for Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well, and as near as I can tell, we want to send